We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school girls wrestling with Riverside head coach Ben Doerr. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you get going here in January and gearing up for state qualifying, which will be on the last day of January, on the 31st?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good. We didn't get off to the start that I kind of wanted, but that's all right because we're building towards the end of the year. Really doesn't matter early on in the season how we do. It's really how we finish.
Yeah, without a doubt. And how you finish and try and get girls to the state tournament. And, of course, this could be a big year for Molly Allen, the senior, off to a great start so far. She's had, a little bit of sickness here and there, but she's undefeated right now, 15-0. What have you seen from Molly and her actions so far this season?
I mean, Molly's just really locked in this season. She comes to practice every day, focused, and just really works hard. You can see that she's really got determination to get that fourth state title. I don't see anybody dethroning her this year. She's looking really good.
What has she been challenged yet? Has she faced tough competition? What's stood out to you among her matches so far this year?
Molly, she's wrestled some quality girls. Has she been challenged? Not really. I don't think any one of her finals matches has went to the second period. And the reason for that is, she just pushes her opponents from the get-go. She doesn't give them a chance to do anything. She's offense, offense, offense. And with that kind of attitude, it's going to be hard to beat her.
Has she been an example, do you think, to other girls in the room?
Oh, absolutely. They all look at Molly and want one. And, if you want to talk about someone leading by example, it's Molly. She gets in that room. She doesn't complain about working hard. The girls notice that. Off season two, she's always working hard, and the girls get to see that too. And I think that's really helped build the program. A lot of the younger girls, we're getting a lot of youth girls in the program. And I think that's partly due to Molly. They get to see this amazing wrestler, and she's in their backyard. So, it's really helped our youth program.
Well, another one is off to a good start, Veronica Schechinger. She's 21-8. She started the year at 135, and now she's kind of gone all the way down to 120. She's wrestled at 135 and 130, 125. Talk about her season. What's that been like, just the shift in the weights? And she's just, doesn't matter where you put her, she's finding ways to win.
Yeah. Veronica's returning state qualifier for us. And she started 35. Her and Molly are right there neck and neck as far as weight. So she started at 35, but we're at Lewis Central this last week. She wrestled at 120. We decided we'd test the waters at 120 this last weekend, just see how she felt. She felt pretty good at 120. So I think we're going to try to stick that out. But we're willing to, since we need to, just depending on how we feel.
And
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Molly, Veronica are kind of setting the table here for your team. Who are some other wrestlers that have stood out to you and are worth noting to start the year?
Haley Harvey's having a heck of a season. She's a freshman. She's 17-2. She definitely, I don't see why she wouldn't qualify this season. She's wrestling at 115-pound weight class, but we're talking about maybe change there. But right now I think she's looking pretty good at 115. Jersey Hilgenberg's had quite a bit of success for us. She's 18-11. She ought to come on strong the second half of the season. I see a lot of good things happening with her in the practice realm. McKenna Doerr is having a decent freshman season. She's 14-11. She's trying some new things, trying to figure out a new offense, and that seems to be coming together. She had quite a bit of success at LC with the new offense that she's been trying. And really, we got several girls that are, I think they're going to come on strong at the end of the season. They didn't start off as good as they wanted, but I think towards the end of the season, they're going to look really good.
So what do you expect in the competition this week? I think it's a West Central Valley tournament.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited to go to that tournament. We're going to see some competition that we haven't seen all season. I don't know as much about those teams as the ones we've been going against. I think we're going to do really well there, and it's just going to be a great opportunity to see some different wrestling.
So what is the message to the girls in these next couple of weeks? I mean, here you go. You know, you're 3 weeks away from Friday the 10th from state qualifying on the 31st. So this is the time to start slowly gearing up and getting at your peak so you can get your girls ready to qualify for state. What's the message to prepare them for that?
Well, I think just believe in the process. We've been working all season for a goal. Now it's time to start polishing some of those things and just really kind of get your mentality ready for the for regionals. And if they can do that, they're going to be in good shape.
Well, Coach, good luck on the mat this coming Saturday. I'm sure the girls are anxious to finally get back out there and wrestle against some different competition and some other tough tournaments coming up. And it all culminates when you head to Red Oak on the 31st. And really appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ben Doerr, head coach for Riverside Girls Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.